up and then we shoot them down. Man, it makes me feel so fine.
This segment of Pride on Texas is sponsored by the Lubbock chapter of Safari Club International. Safari Club is first for hunters around the world. Learn more at lubbocksci.org. And I'm joined in the True Texan studio, my friends, by an old friend of this program who, by the way, knows how to shoot a few birds when the time comes up, go out and do a little September hunting in Texas. But he's been doing hunting of a different type, and that's really to improve the lives of Texans. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because I think his business improved the lives of folks in the community and region, the entire region in which I live. And you've heard me talk about him a lot of times. You've heard me, you folks in other markets, not in the Lubbock market, our flagship station, KFY, have heard me mention him. You've heard me talk about why I so much admire him. One of the reasons he came here on his own, private sector, everything, young man, took a big risk, a big business risk as an entrepreneur, and could have done a lot of other things. Could have stayed in Dallas, could have kept doing real estate, could have done a lot of stuff like that. Took a big leap of faith, and boy, it's proven out. And all that was happening at a time when the local civic cheerleaders were all on these tears about how we need to raise your taxes and spend public money to build, you know, their little ballet theaters and things of that nature. And I've always said to you about the Stars and Stripes Drive-In Theater, my friends, where you can enjoy the freedom. And for me, that's always having a cigar while I watch a movie. More people enjoy that and take advantage of that, and more families enjoy that than probably any civic edifice in the entire, you know, public edifice, just based on car counts, a number of people that come through during a year. We welcome the founder of the Stars and Stripes Drive-In, driveinusa.com. We welcome Ryan Smith, and he's got a big announcement to make. Actually, several, one for you folks in the Lubbock area and then one for the folks down in another part of Texas. Ryan, welcome to the True Texan Studio.
Good afternoon, Robert, and good afternoon to the Pride on Texas family.
You're one of them. You listen. Your lovely wife and the little girl and one another on the way.
Yes, sir.
Good family man. Your mother's one of the sweetest people there in Dallas, and she was really excited because one day I was talking to her on the phone, and she said, and I said some nice things about you, and she said, she just stopped me. We're talking business, you know, and she said, yeah, I just have to tell you, that's the best thing a mother can hear.
That's sweet.
She's nice. Your family goes way back across, all across Western Texas in the movie business. Now, you grew up there, I guess, with all the little rich spoiled kids in Highland Park and all that, but your mom still books movies for people, and y'all do this stuff. Tell us a little bit about the background of your family in the movie business, just to give people an idea of why did this kid from Dallas get in the drive-in movie business?
Well, I did go to SMU in the Highland Park area, but I grew up, yeah. I guess they're calling it far north Dallas now, but we used to take our tin cans to Frisco to recycle them. But anyhow,
SMU, you're a Highland Park.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'll take the grief on that. But I'm going to adopted Red Raider.
Yeah, that's right. Red Raiders whipped y'all pretty good on television.
Yeah, they sure did.
I was thinking, I'm glad. I hope you're suffering. No, go ahead.
Couldn't be more proud for Coach Kingsbury and his staff.
Exciting.
That is awesome.
So tell us about it. Your family has a long history in the movie industry.
So part of our drive-in story goes back to 1948 when R.A. Skeet Norrett, and I only know him as Skeet, he and my grandmother started the Skyview Drive-In in La Mesa, and it kind of journeyed from there, from several drive-in movie theaters and working late nights to eventually buying some indoor theaters.
Yeah,
and
you had multiplexes circuit. When I was a kid. That was one of the newest one of the nice multiplexes. We used to come up all the time from Floyd A to come over and see a movie. Was it one that was owned by your family?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Skeet owned and operated the Winchester and the Cinema West until mm-hmm. both of those were bought out and closed down.
I saw Dick Tracy at the Cinema West over there, right after they'd redone it and reopened it and everything. Of course, it's gone. A freeway goes through there now. And,
yes, sir.
And I can't tell you how many movies I saw at the other location, which is now part of a Trinity Christian Schools, I think,
yes.
Have that building. But your family does a lot of other, besides owning it, they've been booking movies for other independent theaters. And then you've got, like you, you're not representing that business. They're all separate businesses, but y'all have cousins and uncles and stuff all over. I remember we were talking about that big Ayn Rand movie, the Oh, what the heck?
Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged, and that's some other former in-law of a family member was the guy in Los Angeles doing the setting that up for the distribution on, around the country. So you guys are just kind of everywhere in this business. How do you all be a good, upstanding, moral, wonderful Texas people and working in an industry that's so associated with Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, I guess the best way to put it is, especially going back to the drive-ins, it's all about families and friends making memories together. And not even Hollywood and some of their crazy movie content and movie storylines can disturb a great night at the drive-in.
And I'll tell you, folks, I'm not kidding. This guy shakes his head. Sometimes he, you know, it's like this industry. You don't know the behind the baseball stuff. We recently gave you a little primer on advertising that runs. And because we get people, they're upset some of the ads running on the station, MSNBC. And so, you know, don't control all that. And they write us. It's the same with his business. You know, sometimes he can't book a certain movie without booking other movies and things that come with it. And I'll tell you, this man, sometimes he just, there's a few that they put out there that aren't the most wholesome movie. They are funny. They're a movie I'd watch, but Ryan's serious about it. He kind of shakes his head and he grumbles about it because they've had a kind of a dearth of family friendly content. And yet the family friendly stuff is what's filled the box office, has it not, over the last many years, but they just don't want to learn. I guess the politics are too important.
You know, I almost think any great story is kind of a general audience type story or family friendly story, and so that's what we keep saying is tell a great story and people will turn out and buy the tickets and buy the popcorn.
Now we're going to get to your big announcement after the next break, but what I want to talk about right now is one of the reasons I said this is newsworthy. Come on the show. This isn't an infomercial. This is newsworthy because we've seen it everywhere. In Abilene, they had a lot of news stories about the local drive-in theater going to have to close. There are several in the Panhandle. There are not many drive-ins left in the country, but almost every one of them you hear about, there's a fundraiser just in Auto Week nationally, because auto car guys like me and the convertibles like to go out, and they put a big piece about, well, the drive-ins, there's hardly any of them left, and the ones that are, they're all going to close because they got to go digital because they're not making movie prints anymore. But you built a modern drive-in a few years back, and then you went fully digital in the thing without any kind of charity thing, because it's an effective business. When we come back, I want to talk just a little bit about that, the modern investment, the modern drive-in, what's different about it, and then we'll get to your big announcement here, my friends.
All right.
We'll be back with Ryan Smith of the Stars and Stripes at Drive-In and driveinusa.com in a moment, right here on Pride on Texas. Welcome back to Pride on Texas, visiting with a longtime official sponsor of Pride on Texas in the Lubbock market on KFYO, and it's Ryan Smith, the Stars and Stripes Drive-In, driveinusa.com. Ryan, I did a little deal in the air, so some listeners may be familiar, because you just celebrated your 10th anniversary. When you opened this, you just told me in the break you were too young to know better. Everybody thought you were just crazy. But this is a serious issue. I mean, within the industry, everybody thought drive-ins, oh, these are just the hangers-on, the last places, the old passion pits, which actually was great when I was in high school because Floyd 8, I had one, and it was a passion pit.
What's the name of the one?
I had a lot of passion in it, let me tell you. I believe it was the drive-in was the Capeta. There's an indoor one in town, but I think that was a different, I think it was
that's
the Capeta.
That's a great name.
I don't remember, Capeta and Floyd 8. You said that, that's the first time I ever even thought of that in my whole life. Here's the thing. You built this. What was the reaction? Because this is a movie industry national deal. When you built it, you've got trade magazines. Had anybody built a modern drive-in theater in the modern days? I mean, it can't be common.
I couldn't even tell you. There was one maybe in Tennessee that was built right after ours, but nobody was really building drive-ins. And, you know, the inspiration was the Skyview, and people were driving down to Lubbock or driving down to La Mesa.
I used to do it. Isabel and I drove down there a lot to go to the drive-in.
And
sure,
that's a tribute to the way the Skyview was built and
the way it's run,
and
great
the way
family
that Sam and Carolyn Kirkland ran it for years and years. Mm-hmm. When you really were nuts to be running a drive-in because they were closing left and right in the 80s. And,
right.
So they ran it, and that was.
But
part
you
of the
built one. What was the reaction? I mean, did they think people think you were crazy? Not just locally, but in your industry across the country.
A little bit. They were surprised that we were doing a drive-in, and then they also asked, okay, so the next question is why Lubbock? And it was because it's you know, the climate is great. The people are incredible, and it's a business community that's really supportive.
Yeah, up north, drive-ins are closed in the winter, and you have, it's real important, the climate for you, the sunset times. You'd mentioned that after you built it and proved it, some more, I think, family members, somebody built a new one in Midland.
Yes.
That's patterned after yours, looks a lot like it. And, you know, they get maybe an extra 20 or 30 days a year in big business on weekends and during the week just because of being that little bit more farther south. So
that's
it really
right.
does have a lot to do with it, where it's located.
It is. Lubbock's about as far north as you could go.
Well, we're going to run out of time because, you know, I'm interested in this, and you and I could talk about it forever. One other fact, you were the first drive-in in the world to be fully digital.
Yes, Lubbock's got bragging rights on this. We beat the big sky down in Midland by one night, by being the first multi-screen drive-in in the world to be 100% digital.
And the point is, it didn't take a big charity drive. It took you and your banker, I'm sure. But the point is, this isn't some old business. This is extraordinarily successful. And all my friends that have gone out, they love it. When they have guests in town, they bring the whole family out there. It's not the drive-in of old. Modern cafe food. Everything's modern. The sound comes on your FM radio in your car. The screens are, what, four stories tall or something? They're massive.
Biggest screens in town.
And they're so bright. Everything about it is just different if your memory of a drive-in is a long time ago. But the fun stuff is the same. The family, the huge playground, y'all have added to that, done landscaping. Now, real quickly, the local announcement that you told me about today, this is kind of ending the summer season this week. This is the last week. I said on your spot Tuesday last week, you're open 7 nights a week during the year.
Right.
Then you're going to start being open Wednesday through Sunday beginning this next week. And you've got something new on Wednesday nights at the drive-in. It's already half what it costs to go see one movie at another kind of at these indoor theaters.
That's right.
$7 a person for a double feature, two brand new movies. On Wednesday nights through the fall and winter, what's it going to be?
Wednesday nights, $5 per person on Wednesday nights. We know the families are really busy during the fall, but the weather is still incredible out here, and we want to give everyone loves a good deal. So we're going to make it even sweeter and make it $5 per person on Wednesday nights through the fall.
I asked Ryan once, I said, why driveinusa.com is your website when your brand name is Stars and Stripes Drive-In? And he told me then, just like Pratt on Texas, he said, when I built that, my intention was to have more than one, have an overall website that can direct people to all the drive-ins, because you might have to have different names in different markets for localization or if there's a competitor. And that's really the big announcement today. Tell us what's going on.
That is. And you've been such a great advocate for the drive-in and also just such a great friend. We wanted to share with you and your listening audience that Stars and Stripes will open a new drive-in down in New Braunfels in the summer of 2014.
So you've got the land deal closed, and then you're going to start moving forward.
The deal is done. We bought a farm down there, and it's another really special community. We feel like they'll be just as supportive as Lubbock has been. And
you're right between two of the that's one of the fastest growing regions in the United States, between San Antonio and Austin. And wow, where is it as far as the city is concerned?
It's just on the east side of 35, kind of on the northern end of New Braunfels. So there's a big shopping development center and a beautiful new Resolute Hospital that's being built in kind of northeastern New Braunfels, and we'll be just right in that area.
So there's going to be a second one, and people are going to get to enjoy it in the southern hill country of Texas and south central Texas. It's a big move, and I want you to know how much we love the drive-in, how much our listeners love the drive-in, and that's people all the way to Roswell, New Mexico, drive 2 hours in to come to the drive-in all the time, see them out there every time. The Canadians I met who always stop going to South Texas and back to Canada, always stop at the Stars and Stripes. We love it. Congratulations,
Ryan
Smith.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back in a moment on Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.